Empowerment.
Order in the court.
So, as I was saying, Your Honor, I just want some access to my daughter, yeah, man. Right now, her mother over there not allowed me to see her. No matter how much I call her or try visit, she just refused to let me see her, Your Honor.
Is this true, Miss Johnson?
Well, Your Honor, well, it's not that simple, Your Honor.
What do you mean it's not that simple? Is either the child's father is seeing the child or not seeing the child? Which one is it?
Your Honor, I don't want him to visit the baby, Your Honor, because I don't trust him. All of a sudden, he won't come play daddy. When him did they look after Kimberly Bond, Your Honor, and me did a look for him for support. And a little bit of hunt, me hunt him down and couldn't find him, you know, Your Honor. Now me see him appear out of nowhere about him won't play daddy role. Me not trust him, Your Honor.
Even though it has nothing to do with your right of access, Miss Josephs raises a very good point, you know, Mr. Roberts. What prompted this sudden change of heart towards your daughter? For your sake, I hope it was for the best interest of the child.
Well, Your Honor, it's really just me decided to just change in, Your Honor. Me experience a major change in my life and just decide to me need to stop going like me nana sins and just face up to my responsibilities, you know? It's really just that, you know, Your Honor.
Miss Josephs, it sounds like he's saying all the right things.
Me still don't trust him, Your Honor.
I will tell you this, Mr. Roberts. People come here and say everything they think I want to hear. And it's like they forget that they actually have to deliver on these promises that they make. So if you don't have your daughter's best interest at heart, it will come out. And all it will do is hurt your case. Just remember that. Now, what is the likelihood that both of you can sit down and try to work out some kind of visitation schedule so Mr. Roberts can see his daughter?
Your Honor, that is what me do want to do from day one, you know. Me never do want to come yourself to do all of that, you know. Me think if we just sit down and talk like two civilized people, we can work out something, Your Honor.
Me no want to sit down nowhere with him, ma'am.
We can arrange to have a mediator present so that you don't have to deal directly with him if you don't want to. Do you want that, Miss Josephs?
That could maybe work, Your Honor. As long as me no have to deal directly with him. As me say, me no trust him.
I'm going to give you both one more chance to work things out. Because I don't think you realize what is going to happen if you have to come back here to me. Every time you come, you're going to miss a day of work, spend a good time waiting, and when you finally get to me, my priority is the child. So I'm going to do what is legally and ethically in the best interest of the child, whether either of you like it or not. So I'm going to give you a chance to work things out and see if you can come to an arrangement and come back and report to me at our next visit, okay?
Yeah, man. It look like Mark start warm up to you.
Yeah, it seems so, you know. At least him stop just say yes and no when we try to talk to him, you know?
Yeah. We not take no time reach, man. So, all right, Jerome. Later, me see you. Take care, yeah?
Hold on there, Marjorie. Hold on. Before me go, can I have something to ask you?
Is what?
Is a major favor still. I'm going to understand if you don't really want to do it. Probably not even deserve it, but...
Just ask where you ask, no, Jerome. It's simply no. If me no want to do it, me just say no.
All right. Alright, just promise say you not gonna answer same time. Think about it first, alright?
Jerome, come on no man.
Alright, Marjorie is like this. I want you to talk to Lena for me. See if you can help me get her to cooperate so we can see my picnic.
That's it for this week's program. Join us again next week for another edition of Empowerment, empowering males to be better men, fathers, and role models.
Message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and Herbert Morrison Technical High School, winner of the 2015 World Environment Day Poetry Competition.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.